Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of November 2018, and this is the 910th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking and looking at the sky and wondering whether this is a silly plan. It's very, very black clouds in front of me, and quite a long way away across the river are some sort of lighter, fluffier clouds with a tiny bit of blue sky. But yes, the sky above me is black, and I'm not really wearing the right clothes. I'm just coming away from the cafe and walking along the crescent towards the road that my house is in, and I'm wondering whether to continue on down the crescent to the chemist or whether to go down the hill to my house and get a raincoat. And I think I'm going to risk it. Hello. I've just had a very noisy quiz. A full house, and there's a warning. Sorry, it's sort of going to work time at the moment, so the pavements are quite busy just around here. Kids going to school. It's at the quiz, with the quiz group. There are all these plans afoot of what they're going to do while I'm away. Who's going to be the locum quiz reader, and where they're going to sit, and what that does to where everyone else normally sits. So it's been quite entertaining. I didn't manage to get to do a podcast yesterday. At last, yes, I managed to be ticking off more things than I was adding to my list. And that's a good thing. I have to be really clear with myself that I needed to be packed really by the end of Saturday, because Sunday is pretty full of other commitments, and I'm leaving Monday morning. On Tuesday night, when the cave was going to be on, it didn't happen. It got cancelled. And I'd become a bit kind of distanced from my novel over the few days since Saturday, which was when I last really worked a bit on it. No, I don't think I did. I think I was working on something else. That's right. So I haven't really visited it properly for a week. So I was sort of looking forward to doing that on Tuesday night, and also dreading it a bit, not knowing really where I would start with it. And then when it was cancelled, I just ended up doing some essential sewing on the clothes that I'm going to be taking, and listening to a Dick Francis novel audiobook, which was, I think it was really just what I needed. It took me about an hour and a half, I suppose, and just listening to this very simple story. And not having to think. There's so many roadworks here at the moment, it's almost impossible to go anywhere. Earth and diggers and actually I'm going to turn this off because I'm getting closer and closer to something very, very noisy. Phew, my ears are now. Bit comforted. I think maybe I've chosen exactly the right time to go away. What they're doing around here is actually just trying to do some traffic slowing, and I've just discovered a new bench, which is quite a nice little bench, but it's in a quite, I can't think quite why you would be sitting here. Unless it's to take a breather coming up the hill. It certainly makes mobility a bit easier around here too. What I'd call ambulant. Ambulant mobility. Although just getting up off the bench, I nearly fell over because there was such a big step next to it. I had thought I'd go up to Knocklofty today, but really I think it's going to be too wet. I do really hope that I get up again. Last night I went for a little walk with a friend at the top. But I would like another, I'd like another long walk if it's at all possible. So at the moment I'm standing underneath a really old gum tree that's in a side street just around here. And there's a lovely smell of eucalypt. I think it's because a whole lot of bark has just recently fallen off. And released the smell. I don't usually walk up the street because it means going downhill and then uphill again, and I don't know why I should resist that. It's a really good thing to be doing. But it's a lovely street because people have really taken it into their own hands, so the nature strips are really covered with different plants, quite dense, and quite wild. There's one place that calls itself Seven Oaks, and all Seven Oaks are on the nature strip. The nature strips are quite wide. I guess it's quite wide because it's on one side. I'm under the Seven Oaks.
Hello. So,
lovely Welsh woman has a market garden just one of the houses, so all the front is looking, I think they're all beans at the moment. I'm really glad I decided to come up here. It's much more interesting than just following my same route around the crescent. Lots of roses to sniff at over the fences, and just where I am now is a fig tree that which has been pruned back quite a lot, but it has got some figs on it, but not actually not that many. I can't see. There's one just at nose height, but of course it's not ripe yet. It's very strange, this being about to leave. And it's strange to leave a place that I'm so familiar with, to go to a place that I'm really familiar with. Something quite different, but also a home in a different way. I also find myself finding it a bit hard to go to sleep at night. Sort of, I guess the adrenaline is beginning to settle in. A very strange bus stop just at the top of my road, where you have to wait on the footpath, which is about 6 or 7 steps away from the road. And so you sort of wait and you hover on the footpath, and the bus may or may not stop. Anyway, the same people were at the bus stop when I was going both ways. I'm hoping it's not one that's just gone past. gates. Now I've done my drive. It's so strange now that the painters have finished. It means that there's been a trailer in my driveway for quite a while, waiting for them to come back. And then down the other end of my driveway was whatever their spraying machine and all their cans of paint. And now, where the paint has spilled, they've steam cleaned the concrete. So I've got this huge, ultra clean white patch in the midst of my much older driveway. Puts the rest to shame. I don't know how many more times I'll be opening that door before I go and saying hello to my parents, whose photo is near my front door. Kind of going back to where they really were. I'm going to pause this now. I'm going to go and have some breakfast in the garden. And now it's the end of the day. It's pretty cool out there. I think we're going down to 5 tonight, and I've just cycled a round of deliveries, a birthday card in the post office, and the shop at the end of the crescent, or beyond the end of the crescent. And it's nice getting out and about. I think I'm almost making up, well, not quite making up, reasons to go out on the bike. But when I went out at lunchtime, I did get quite rained on. But now it's sort of dry and brisk. But not quite dry enough to do any washing at the moment. It looks as if Sunday is going to be the first day where there's dry weather, and and then next week it's getting get warmer and drier, but it'll be too late for that. So my list is in front of me, and I am getting a little bit flustered. I need to just calm myself again and know that all I really need is my passport and my ticket, and anything else will look after itself, or won't, as the case may be. I do hope that you've had a good day today. I hope that you're having a bit of a calmer time than I am, and that you've been able to get out and enjoy whatever the environment is doing at the moment, the natural environment. Whether you too, maybe like me now, can just watch a breeze fluttering through the leaves. What did I just say? The breeze fluttering through the leaves is what I meant to say. Or maybe you've got bare leaves. Maybe your trees have lost their autumn leaves by now. I'm not sure. Depends where you are. In which case, perhaps you can see views through them that you can't see in the summer. Or you just get more daylight through the bare trees. Or just enjoy the outlines of them. I hope that you've been able to spend some time with whatever is most important to you today. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon.